This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you guys are going to hate that I'm giving you this advice, but my advice is to start taking selfies. Now, I know, listen, you know what, maybe I take too many, but I got to tell you guys something. I think taking a selfie has more medical benefits and psychological benefits than we think. So let's start talking about the medical benefits, okay? These pictures posted on social media apparently get the eyes of thousands of more people than just your doctor. And we're starting to hear of people diagnosing kids with brain tumors, retinoblastomas, based on not seeing the red in the eye, you know, during a picture, or, you know, they may diagnose hyperthyroidism because the child's eyes look kind of buggy with the exophthalmos and the child looks kind of skinny. Or some people may be diagnosing skin cancer, saying, you know, gosh, that mole is kind of dark. That's interesting. You know, go get that checked out. And you don't notice it because you see it every day. But somebody else said, look, I never noticed that on your pictures. Well, apparently there's a Detroit woman who said selfies saved her life. Apparently she credits her series of selfies to figuring out that she was suffering a stroke. Juanita Branch, 63 years old, said that she was planning to upload the pictures to her Facebook August 13th when she noticed something was off. Each one got worse. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? She told Fox 2 Detroit. Now, Branch, who's a Michigan woman, 63 years old, had suffered a stroke back in June 2016. And she said she saw her face drooping on one side. Then she started losing her balance and she called for an ambulance. Branch told the news outlet that once she got to the hospital, her speech had started to go. And her doctor asked if he'd see the selfies. The doctor studied the timestamp on the selfies and realized that there was still time to give her a clot-busting drug to aid her recovery. You've got to give the TPA usually within a few hours. Dr. Jason Moore says if we give TPA beyond the three-hour mark, it could be dangerous because it could cause bleeding in the brain. It could be life-threatening. So there's only a small window to give this TPA to work if she's having an ischemic stroke. So she said, I'm going to stop making fun of people who take selfies because that selfie literally did save my life. This is very cool. You know, we don't notice a lot of things about ourselves. And so, you know, other people may notice or, you know, something may stand out. And what a lot of us do is whenever we don't like a picture of ourselves, like, oh, I don't like the way my eyes look or whatever, we, you know, throw it out. But I suggest take some selfies, erase them as soon as you can. All right. So NSA doesn't get them. And, you know, take a look and see. Do you see asymmetry? Do you see drooping? Do you see any funny moles? You know, you're supposed to have somebody do mole patrol on your back. Well, if you can't, then why don't you stand in front of the mirror, do a selfie, and then magnify the back and see if you see any moles. I mean, I think our phones could be used for a lot more than swiping left or right. I really think we can, you know, we can do a lot more with it. Now, what about the psychological aspect of selfies? Okay, you know, we talked about selfitis and how people are taking too many pictures, and then people have this dysmorphic disorder where they think they don't look like the selfie, so they want to get plastic surgery. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, Bubba Mises going on when it comes to our selfies. But on the flip side, whenever you feel down about yourself, you know, and you don't think you look good, right? Or you've been on a diet and you don't feel like it's working, maybe take a good picture of yourself. It really does help boost the euphoria. That's why we have a selfie epidemic. You know, we talk about the opioid epidemic, the obesity epidemic, the tobacco epidemic, the vaping epidemic. We have a selfie epidemic. And the reason why is you have a good picture of yourself. You feel good. You feel pretty. You feel sexy. It's a big boost. And you can play around with filters. You can play around with lighting. You can make it black and white. Now, I've been telling you guys not to do that because I've been saying, look, don't take a picture of yourself. Make yourself think you're skinny and then go out and eat a triple cheeseburger. You need to have a very realistic picture of yourself. But on the flip side, I see a lot of people in a funk. And sometimes taking a real good picture of yourself may help, even with a guy. I'm watching online some of these guys. I didn't think men were into selfies at all, but I see why they're doing it. They want a good picture of themselves. They want to feel better about themselves. They want to show off their muscle. You know, like somebody, what they'll do is they'll be in a t-shirt and they aren't going to sit there in front of a bathroom mirror, you know, shirtless, flexing their muscles. They're not going to do that. What they're going to do is they're going to sit at a coffee table, at a table, right? A dinette table. They'll look like they're holding something, but then they'll flex the arm and they'll lean into the camera while they're holding that. So it looks like they're just taking a simple picture. It's kind of cute. And boom, you can see they got muscles. So I think that's, I see the game people play and it's admirable because, you know, you're doing something about life, you know, your little life gives you a bad, you know, I don't know, deck or bad hand of cards. You know, you're trying to make it, you know, interesting. Anyway, when it comes to those stroke, signs and symptoms of a stroke, if you may not notice if you're the one having the stroke. So it takes somebody else to look at your face. It takes somebody else to hear your speech. Then you start to lose balance, and a stroke could kill you. And African-American women, African-American men at higher risk, but we're all at risk. Men, women, I've known kids that have had strokes. So Godspeed to Miss Barnes Branch, and I think she's going to recover pretty well because it sounds like he got to her on time. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to, Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. So the New York City Mayor's Office says 10 people have been hospitalized after a large commercial jet arrived from Dubai that tested positive for the flu. Mayoral spokesman Eric Phillips tweeted on Thursday that some tests came back inconclusive on other viruses, and they are going to be readministered. All 10 patients will be kept in the hospital as a precaution until the final results come in. So the CDC quarantined the double-decker Emirates aircraft holding 520 passengers Wednesday so it could evaluate about 100 of them. Some of them have cough, headache, sore throat, and fever. So, first of all, wow, I mean, well done being on top of that. On the other end, I can't tell you how many times I've been on a flu I've been on a flu. I've been on a plane, and people next to me are coughing and sneezing. I've never seen them quarantined. So, well, we're also concerned about, I think Vanilla Ice, was he also on the, I'm not sure. I don't know. He's piping in on this. He might have been on there also. So they say the cause of the illness on Flight 203 was probably influenza. They're going to get more results. They are doing respiratory tests. They're also testing the crew members. They say about 106 of the 500 people on the flight had reported the symptoms. All have been screened. Apparently, musician turned home remodeling show star Vanilla Ice tweeted a video. He was apparently from the plane, saying, "So I just landed from Dubai, and now there is like tons of ambulances and fire trucks and police all over the place." The Vanilla Ice Project host said the plane had two decks and the illnesses were in the lower cabin. Vanilla Ice's name, by the way, is Rob Van Winkle. So we don't know if he's cleared to travel. One passenger told CNN from the plane that people were showing signs of illness when they were at the airport in Dubai. So why'd they get on the plane? I asked the flight attendant for a mask before we even took off, but there were none available. It was so obvious that a large number of people were ill well before takeoff. Now, the nonstop flight was a smooth one. So, you know, they don't think it was from turbulence or air sickness. Some people even have fevers of 100. So why, you know, we're in September. Technically, flu can start. I know a lot of people are worried about Middle Eastern flu, but you know, we don't necessarily have, you know, a Middle Eastern flu or a Italian flu or an American flu. We just call it flu. And so, apparently the pilot said, we're not going to be able to deplane right away because there's been a couple people sick. And that was all the information that the passengers got. So the passengers were a little ticked off, but that's okay. And so, you know, I don't understand how people who are sick are getting on a plane. We did things so much differently in the olden days where, you know, you couldn't enter a country if you were sick. Ellis Island, I mean, you had to be screened by medical professionals. They didn't mess around. You know, so good job in terms of the quarantine. It's just it's a shame that they got on the plane and then other people could get sick. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the Ebola crisis, now the death toll has risen to 82. Apparently this outbreak of the Democratic Republic of Congo is not easing up. Since August 28th, 11 more cases of this highly contagious illness have been reported. They say in an attempt to contain the virus, aid workers have educated nearly 2.5 million Africans on how to reduce the risk of spreading. Officials admitted they are struggling to locate the area where the disease is being transmitted. Saturday apparently marked a month since the start of the outbreak. So far, 122 cases of Ebola reported so far. Of those, 70% have died, despite the treatment plans. Again, they're having a lot of issues because there's an area where insurgents are preventing easy travel for aid workers. They say the virus has spread to the city of Beni in the North Kivu region in northeast of Congo near the Uganda border. Of the confirmed Ebola cases, up to 16 healthcare workers have contracted the disease. And so, obviously, they're concerned that this thing can, you know, spread even more. So, the Ebola strain, we believe, still is the Zaire. Well, they have figured out a new Ebola. They have discovered a new Ebola virus strain, discovered in bats in Sierra Leone. We don't think this new type of virus is involved. It has never been detected in sick humans or animals, but it makes you wonder. This new strain called Bombali does have the potential to infect human cells. As you know, Ebola is very infectious, frequently fatal. You get fever, internal bleeding, vomiting, severe headache, muscle pain, diarrhea, fatigue. It's not an easy illness to have. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hurricane Florence has now strengthened to Category 4 as it pummels towards Bermuda. They think it could pose a threat to the East Coast. This is being reported by Daily Mail. The hurricane strengthened to a Category 4 storm on Wednesday, maximum sustained winds at 130 miles per hour. It was centered, 1,200 miles east-southeast of Bermuda, arrived moving northwest at 13 miles per hour. It is the first, I guess, this first major hurricane of the Atlantic season is expected to cause life-threatening surf. I thought they had other hurricanes that were, I wouldn't call this the first, well, no, you know what it is? Because Gordon, I think, was only tropical storm levels as it was coming up the coast. It wasn't technically hurricane levels. So the National Hurricane Center said swells from Florence could reach East Coast as early as next week. So right now the Weather Channel is warning people. They are monitoring all the latest. And they say a close encounter with the United States is not unrealistic later next week. If Florence does keep tracking towards the U.S., the hurricane could possibly make landfall anywhere from the Carolinas to New England as early as Wednesday. I'm traveling to New York tomorrow. I'm not going to be there long enough to be able to tell you guys how it looked. I'm hoping you guys are safe. I don't like being in a safe part of the country while you guys have to deal with something like this. So I feel guilty. You just do. Gordon did make landfall Tuesday near the Alabama-Mississippi border. Apparently a 2-year-old girl died when a tree fell on her mobile home in Pensacola, Alabama. Storm resulted in heavy rains, flooding in western Florida and coastal Alabama. So they're thinking that the surf could even affect up to Cape Cod. And again, it's still high. It's a beautiful weekend. You know, we're concerned. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say smokers, and this is one of those no-brainers, these no-brain, you know, articles, duh, say smokers are much more likely to develop dementia. Now, I'll tell you why this is important, but let's just quickly review what the story says. They say, for those who don't smoke or quit smoking, you have less chance of developing the degenerative brain condition than those who do. Now, this is coming out of Korea. They studied those who smoke long-term but recently quit had a 14% less chance of developing Alzheimer's, 32% reduced chance of developing vascular dementia if you quit. That's the key. We got to get you to quit. Those who never smoked had a 19% less chance of developing Alzheimer's and a 29% less chance of developing vascular dementia. So this study was published in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. They looked at 46,000 men aged over 60 who took part in a Korean health screening. So we know that smokers will cause brain damage. We know that smoking can cause brain damage. Smoking can cause vessel constriction. It can also accelerate arteriosclerosis. And so people who smoke don't have the cleanest vessels. And so if you don't have good blood flow and nice open blood vessels supplying the brain, you're going to be more likely to have degeneration of the brain. Right? But what is amazing about this study is they found that if you quit, you started to reduce your risk drastically. Not to mention heart, stroke, cancer. I remember in medical school we learned, and again, I don't remember the numbers, and they've probably changed since then, but if you quit smoking 5 years ago, your heart, and again, don't quote me, your heart would return to close to baseline. They say with the lungs, I believe it was 10 years. So 15 years. So they came up with some sort of a scale, although it's changed since then, where if you quit smoking today, when your body may go back to, you know, the way it was if you could reverse time, turn back time. I think the reason why those numbers have changed is because there is some damage that's irreversible. So you can't technically say your blood vessels are going to be like the way you were when you were 20. You can't say that. But what was, though, very apparent and significant was that you can, just because you smoked, it doesn't mean you're behind the eight ball for life. You can redeem yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Howdy. Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all-white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC is finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and size substitution may apply.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at a bank headquarters building in downtown Cincinnati. It happened shortly after 9 a.m. local time and leaves four people dead, counting the gunman. Police Chief Elliot Isaac explains.
An individual entered the loading dock area of the building, began firing shots, then proceeded to the lobby area of the building where he was engaged by several of our officers. There were gunshots exchanged. At this point, the shooter is deceased.
No word on the shooter's ID nor his possible motive. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh being pressed by Democrats again at day three of his confirmation hearing. Senator Cory Booker threatening to violate a rule and release an email that deals with Kavanaugh's views on racial justice. Republicans quickly objecting. And this is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So probiotics, you guys are going to get mad at this one, we are now being told are not as beneficial for the gut as previously thought. And in fact, taking probiotics could be cause a very severe disturbance in the gut if you take it along antibiotics. Now, some of you are like, okay, I need to recap on this whole probiotic thing. And some of you are like, are you kidding me? So basically what the whole gist is we learned years ago before somebody figured it out that we have bacteria in our body for a reason. And these bacteria create a microbiome, a very micro, small biome living environment. And these bacteria do things for us, just like our bowel does things for them. They like our bowel, and in return, they do things for us. And they better do things for us, because if our body senses that we don't like them or need them, we'll try to flush them out. We'll try to have diarrhea or something. So the gut microbiome, the bacteria is like, no, 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 we got you. We got you, Dr. Dahlia. We got you. We will do, what, you know, ain't no thing but chicken wing. We got you. Right? Don't worry. Be happy. I'm like, you sure down there, guys? There's a lot of you biting microbes. You know, I'm worried you're going to attack me or eat me out, eat my colon out from the inside out. No, 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 no. Okay, don't be eating me inside out. No, no, we're fine, Dr. Dahlia. We got you. We got you. We're good. We're good. I'm like, all right. You guys need anything down there? I'm ready to go to Five Guys and have a burger. No, no, no. Give us some vegetables. All right. So, fine. I'll eat some vegetables. So, we keep our gut microbiome happy. Happy wife, happy life, right? Happy gut microbiome, happy life. Good. Let's say you take an antibiotic. You take an antibiotic because you have an infection. Maybe pneumonia, skin infection, whatever. Well, you're going to accidentally kill bacteria. They'll be like, ah! So you kill some of your natural bacteria that's there to help you. There's been arguments that we need to replace that. Now, for years, I had said, well, we've never had to take probiotics before. We would eat an, you know, would grab an apple, rub it on our shirt and eat it. You pick up bacteria all the time. You're not in a sterile environment. You will pick it up and you will start to regrow, or your appendix will shoot out little extra bacteria that it's holding. That's the purpose of the appendix. It carries a lot of little bacteria and microbes that it can squirt out into the intestine. And I'm like, usually we're fine, because I never took microbiome or probiotics. But we have noticed that we have a lot of health issues out there. And so scientists have said, you know what, maybe we do need to take probiotics. Even if we're not taking an antibiotic, maybe we need probiotics because the gut is what is maintaining our good weight, our lifestyle, the way we feel. And for a period of time, I started to buy that. Because if we eat like crap all the time, how are we producing a gut microbiome that's healthy? You need to eat the fruits, you need to eat the vegetables, but we don't know what the gut microbiome needs. So when people say, and I do, I actually take probiotics, they're actually bacteria that I drink a little bit each day, and I feel good. I don't notice much, to be honest, but I don't feel bad. And I notice some of my bowel issues, my irritable bowel syndrome is better. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'll stick with it. I'll give it a shot. I'm not blown away, but I've got to admit, you know, I don't feel bad. Well, now there's a study saying that, no, you could actually be hurting yourself taking probiotics when you take these, especially with antibiotics. So they say the gut microbiome is the sum total of all the microorganisms living in a person's gut and has been shown to play a huge role in human health. New researchers have found probiotics can hinder a patient's gut microbiome from returning to normal after a course of antibiotics. In the first two papers published in the journal Cell, researchers performed endoscopies and colonoscopies to sample and study the gut microbiomes of people who took antibiotics before and after the probiotic consumption. Then they were given samples of their own, I guess another group was given samples of their own gut microbiomes collected before consuming antibiotics, and they found a very severe disturbance. Once the probiotics had colonized the gut, they completely inhibited the return of the indigenous, that means the people who live there, the microbiomes that live there. The microbiome was trying to do its own thing, the way nature intended. And these probiotics, these outside external ones, was messing that up. That's from Eran Elinav, an immunologist at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. They say gene expression, which is the process where gene DNA is made into a functional gene product like a protein or RNA, was also disturbed by those taking the probiotics. They said the detrimental effects lasted 6 months. But the negative effects were not observed in the group of people who just kind of let their body do its thing. They say their microbiome normalized within days. They said reintroducing the original indigenous microbiome after antibiotic use is probably not a scalable solution for all people who take antibiotics. Now, scientists also compared the gut microbiomes of the gut intestinal tract to 25 volunteers with that of their stools. They found that stool bacteria only partially correlated with the microbiomes functioning inside their bodies. So the fact that they say we're almost exclusively relying on stool and our microbiome research may not be a reliable way of studying gut microbiome health. I guess then there was another paper where they looked at the impacts of probiotics. They divide the individuals into two groups. One were given a preparation made of 11 strains, very commonly used in probiotics, and the other was given placebo. And they found, again, surprising results. We could group the individuals into two distinct groups, one which resisted the colonization of the probiotics, and one in which the probiotics colonized the gut, and then changed the composition of the gut microbiome. The effect was not seen in the placebos. So this idea, they say, Elinav says, this one-size-fits-all may not work. And that's how you and I think. I mean, you know, I can't stand that we try to tell everybody to do the same thing. We're all different. Our bodies are all different. What if an African-American or a Hispanic or a Amish have a different gut microbiome because of certain ethnic diet changes that they have or genetics? Or, you know, we can't treat everybody the same. We can't lump everybody and expect everybody to do just as well. We also have to study people of all cultures, too. We can't have these studies only in, let's say, white men or white females or Hispanic males or Hispanic females or Asian males, Asian females. You know, these studies have to have a diverse population in them to see if we do see a difference. Or then we study the different populations. So, okay, what does that mean for you or I? Well, I don't buy probiotics. I don't buy those supplements or whatever. You know, I've been trying these grains, this bacteria thing, and I like it. I don't even know what it's called. Somebody from work gave it to me, and it's kind of cool. But I just don't trust that man can replicate nature. And even if they use gut microbiome taken from feces of the person and tried to introduce it back, the body still rejected it. Our human body, we're designed, as long as we're healthy, to do the right thing. And maybe we're just as humans messing around too much. Maybe we have no business, you know, trying to replicate something. If the body knows what they're doing, the body knows what they're doing. Maybe there's viruses that we can't isolate. Maybe there's other things. Maybe prions. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 15 male Ground Zero first responders have breast cancer. The 9/11 attack has produced another health nightmare. Breast cancer in men. 15 who were in the vicinity of Ground Zero. As you know, men account for only 1% of all breast cancers nationally, but they can get breast cancer. Unfortunately, Jeff Flynn is one of the unlucky ones. Flynn, 65 years old, was an account manager for a data storage company, Dell EMC, assigned to Goldman Sachs on Maiden Lane when, unfortunately, the World Trade Center attacks happened. He spent months around Ground Zero helping Goldman Sachs and other financial firms get back up. In 2011, he noticed a lump in his chest. He said, I ignored it for a number of months. I didn't even know men could get breast cancer. And then, while vacationing in Florida, his wife noticed that his left nipple was inverting. So he went home, got a biopsy, was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, underwent chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and then had reconstructive surgery. Apparently, during his mastectomy, surgeons excised 36 lymph nodes, 35 of which were cancerous. Now, we don't have a lot of data as to why he got this. 3 years later, a new lump appeared on his neck, according to New York Post. Stage 4 cancer had invaded his lymph nodes. So far, he's still alive. He's been on Ibrance, and he's been taking hormone shots, and he says, I do feel like my breast cancer was related to the exposure of 9/11 toxins. There's no history of breast cancer in the family. He said, I spent months breathing that crap in. You can wind up with any cancer from being down there. He ended up having to retire because of his health problems. Now, he did receive a six-figure award from the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, and the World Trade Health Center program is helping cover the copays for his medications. But the Barish McGarry Law Firm, which represents 9/11 health cases, said it has 15 male clients with breast cancer who either worked or lived around the World Trade Center. Five are 9/11 responders, including two city firefighters, an NYPD sergeant, an iron worker, and a highway repairman. Others worked for private businesses in the area, and one was a student downtown at the time. Lawyer Michael Barish says this is like cancer on steroids. One was a triathlete, John Mormondo, 51 years old, a commodity broker who worked at the Mercantile Exchange until 2007. Last year, he ran the New York Marathon, was preparing to complete the full Ironman contest, but then he noticed a lump on his chest. On March 23rd, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So he had a mastectomy of the right breast, breast reduction on the left, and he said there's a strong possibility this was linked to 9/11. Third breast cancer victim, Leon Silverstein, 89 years old, had to have both his breasts removed. He was an Army veteran who lived in Battery Park. So we're being told now that nearly 10,000 people have suffered cancers linked to the toxic dust and smoke, according to the World Trade Health Center program, or World Trade Center Health Program. They say in all, more than 1,700 responders and others affected have died, including 420 stricken with cancer. So, you know, somebody could say, well, you know, that, you know, people do get cancer, and New York is a very, very highly populous case. But when you look at 15, and that's only ones that that law firm is aware of, we don't know of more, that starts to sound like a cluster, especially when breast cancer is so rare in men. I do find it concerning, and I would not be surprised if it was related. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, Japan acknowledges their first Fukushima radiation-related death. This is 7 years after the Fukushima disaster. The government of Japan acknowledged for the first time that a former worker of the nuclear plant has died as a result of radiation exposure, 7 years after the plant was hit by a tsunami. It's not clear when the man died. However, the country's health and labor ministry said the man died of cancer triggered by exposure to radiation and that his family should receive workers' compensation. In March 2011, a magnitude 9 earthquake, as you know, shook their northeast, triggered a massive tsunami. It overwhelmed the Fukushima Daiichi plant. Then it sparked its meltdown. 18,000 people were killed by that earthquake and tsunami. Now, the quake and the flooding had knocked out the power of the cooling systems, and that's why there was the meltdown. 3 of 6 reactors had partial meltdowns. Radiation spewed into the air, and then the water contaminated the Pacific. Now, the man was identified as being in his 50s, was in charge of measuring the radiation levels at the plant immediately after the disaster. He had worked at the plant for over 28 years, wore a protective jumpsuit, full face mask while working. Unfortunately, in February 2016, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. His family had asked that the exact date of his death remains private. The health ministry said the man developed cancer due to total radiation exposure of 195 millisieverts. Now, according to Reuters, we don't want you exposed to more than 100, at least. They say that's the lowest level at which any increase in cancer risk is evident. So this is the first fatality of the Japanese government has attributed to radiation. 4 other Fukushima workers who developed leukemia and thyroid cancer after working on the plant cleanup were deemed eligible for compensation. So, they say 17 plant workers have filed for workers' comp, 4 have been granted compensation, 5 rejected, another 5 are pending, 2 have withdrawn their claims. So, we'll keep you posted. Again, lung cancer, yes, it can happen. It can happen to people who smoke, secondhand smoke. It can happen to people that don't smoke. But I wouldn't be surprised. This guy who, unfortunately, you know, worked right there, especially after the aftermath, that's, you know, tragic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So police had to raid a New Jersey couple's home. After $400,000 in GoFundMe cash they raised for a homeless veteran just disappeared. They raised it online for a homeless Good Samaritan. And I guess the money started missing. Footage taken from the scene showed a tiny black BMW car being towed away from the Bordentown property owned by Katie McClure and Mark D'Amico. Other videos show D'Amico hitting golf balls off the lawn surrounding the home, and ABC6 reported bags of items being loaded into a law enforcement vehicle. What did they buy? Burlington County said a search warrant was executed early this morning by the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office and Florence Township Police Department at the residence of D'Amico and McClure in connection with a criminal investigation to the Johnny Bobbitt matter. No charges have been filed yet, but apparently they want to know where the hundreds of thousands of dollars raised for Mr. Bobbitt went. Apparently Bobbitt's story went viral back in late 2017 after he gave McClure his last $20 for gas when she was stranded. So she set up a GoFundMe page for him, raising $400,000. Eventually, the relationship soured sometime after Bobby received roughly $75,000 of the funds. He used the money to purchase a camper and SUV, but he has admitted he squandered some of the cash on drugs. He no longer has the camper or the SUV, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. And then Bobbitt accused McClure of D'Amico of mismanaging the donations. The company denies the claim, so where's the money? So in court, they said about $200,000 had gone to Bobbitt, but they said the couple says nope, no money is left. So you wonder if she had claimed she was stranded just to get the $20, then she felt bad that, again, I don't want to accuse anybody, but, you know, you wonder how these two found each other, how they found each other. So last month, D'Amico claimed that he controls the funds in the account and that he would dispense the money when Bobbitt gets a job. Dow also ordered the couple last month to wire the remaining funds to a trust for Bobbitt. The money will be transferred to an account controlled by Bobbitt's lawyers. Yeah, you know, these GoFundMe pages are interesting. I'm dying to see what laws are out there because you have people that, I mean, they raise this ungodly amount of money. How do you know it gets to the person? Who's watching them? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.